Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Roth, sitting in for Tanzina Vega. 40 years ago today, more than 2,000 years of monarchy in Iran came crashing down.
Greetings to you, Khomeini, they chanted, surging toward him, desperate to touch the hand or robe of the holy man, or to have something, anything, touched and blessed by him. To touch him, one man said, is to touch the person who speaks to God.
Reporting from Richard Roth in 1979, from the History Channel's Crisis in Iran. With the overthrow of the Shah, Iran became an Islamic republic, headed by the Ayatollah Khomeini. It was a shift that resulted in profound changes for Iranian society. To help us assess how the revolution changed Iran and impacted the United States' relationship with the country, I'm joined now by Behrouz Ghamari Tabrizi, a professor of Near Eastern Studies at Princeton University. Behrouz, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, if you could set the stage for the revolution, and I think perhaps you might need to go back to the 1954 coup to help us understand, right?
Of course, I mean, that's one of the important points in the history of Iranian revolution. And that, you know, as a child growing up in Iran, that was one of the sort of narratives of where we were in the world, in the history, that this Iran was a nation that had a democratic government, and because people wanted to claim their own resources, particularly the oil, which was the main source of income for Iranians. And Prime Minister Mossadegh nationalized the oil industry. And of course, with the collaboration of the British intelligence and the CIA, by the way, that was the very first CIA covert operation that was executed in Iran in 1953. That overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh and reinstated the Shah, and then a whole period of decades of what is known in Iranian history as the decades of dark tyranny, with the support of the U.S., with the support of the CIA, and in different kinds of layers of sort of understanding of Iranians' history, people understood that there's a very intimate and close, direct connection with the rule of the Shah and the support of the U.S. So that's why, from the very beginning, the revolution against the Shah was, in a sense, a revolution against American influence in Iran.
But it seems like it took a lot of people here by surprise, or at least that the U.S. was not prepared for the revolution.
It wasn't only the U.S. which was not prepared for the revolution. No one was prepared for the revolution. In a sense, revolution had a very, very fast process of unfolding in Iran. And when President Carter visited Iran on the New Year's Eve of 1977, he saluted the Shah as creating the island of stability in the region. And it was only 6 months later that the demonstrations engulfed the entire country. And even when President Carter spoke those words, it wasn't a surprise to anyone, either the Iranian people, the Shah himself, and the leaders of the opposition. But things really unfolded fast and caught everyone by surprise. And of course, the U.S. relied primarily on their sources that were close to the regime of the Shah itself in order to understand the situation in Iran. That's why the U.S. intelligence was very much behind the curve when the revolution was happening in Iran.
You were in Iran at that time. I'm wondering what it was like to be there when it all went down.
The students organized against President Carter's visit. I was a university student, and I was one of those who protested President Carter's visit. Carter had a very kind of interesting position at the time, because as you might remember, He advocated a policy of defending human rights, and he did indeed pressure the Shah's regime to allow some freedom of press, to release some of the political prisoners, and the Shah actually did follow that policy to a certain extent. But then, you know, with the release of political prisoners, with the opening up of the press, suddenly we see the emergence of these oppositional politics. But suddenly, you know, in the matter of a few months, these university campus protests turned into a very significant protest on the streets, inspired mostly by the call of Ayatollah Khomeini from exile, who invited people to join these protests against the Shah. So these small student protests turned under the guidance and the leadership of Ayatollah Khomeini into massive rallies on the streets. And I just give you a comparison that the French Revolution, only 2.5% of population were involved in the French Revolution. Only 1.5% of Russians were involved in Russian Revolution. Between 10 to 15% of Iranians were involved in the Iranian Revolution. And you can only imagine that kind of euphoria, that kind how invigorating participating in such historical moment could be.
So fast forwarding 40 years to today, right now, Iran is going through serious economic strife at a time when top U.S. officials are making clear calls for another coup or regime change, as we say in this century. This is National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking last year to the dissident group Mujahideen Khalq, or the MEK.
The behavior and the objectives of the regime are not going to change, and therefore the only solution is to change the regime itself.
What do you make of those remarks and what they might tell us about the future of U.S.-Iran relations under the Trump administration?
Well, I mean, those are the typical kind of statements that about the American policy. Sometimes these statements are broadcasted, declared very explicitly, sometimes not so explicitly. But it's been part of the American policy more or less in the last 40 years. I mean, we have ups and downs, and it really sustains that kind of skepticism that the Iranian government and Iranian people to a certain degree have about Americans' intentions. And I think one of the most important parts of this revolution, the 40th anniversary of which we celebrate today, was the right of self-determination. And it's very, very dear and important to Iranians of all walks of life, that idea of the right of self-determination. And these kind of threats, these kind of declarations, of course, does not help. And the only thing it does is to sort of embolden and empower more kind of radical militant factions inside Iran. So when Bolton and other American officials make these kind of statements, the only outcome of those statements are the sort of giving more currency and more legitimacy to that kind of political radicalism inside Iran.
Behrouz Ghamari-Tabrizi is a professor of Near Eastern Studies at Princeton University. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.